Kid tested, celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot Girl, That Guy Show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And the rest of you, it is the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. What up? This is Kesha.
I was just gonna say that.
I'm Chad.
You totally took the words out of my mouth.
Jinx.
Oh, so who do I have to be? Hi, this is Paris Hilton.
You could be Justin Bieber. You sound like him.
We didn't even plan that, and I was totally going to say, what up? This is Kesha. I'm drunk.
Oh, my God.
She totally sounds
my
like
my vagina's was... haunted.
She sounded like she was wasted when she was doing that.
But this is Kesha. Oh, Jesus.
Oops.
Oops.
Sorry.
Oops, I did it again. Oh, wait, that's Britney Spears.
It's Britney, bitch.
So, obviously, everybody's listening to this after the fact, but 7:45 tonight, I get a text from Kim that says, let's do five, which is 15 minutes from then. You know, I know that she means eight my time, five her time, and let's do five.
You're like,
so
tomorrow.
Five comes and goes, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
What time zone are you talking? Then I was confused. I'm like, fuck, maybe she's in a different time. Maybe she's in Hawaii or some shit.
She's off in Texas somewhere, and that was like 2 hours ago. Oh, no, I was watching that puppet comedian guy. What's his
Jeff
name?
Jeff Dunham.
Yes. And I thought he
on
ended
a steak.
On a steak. Yeah. But he was still going, and I thought, oh, it'll be done by five. And you're all texting me going, hello, where are you? Oh, damn.
WTF.
Because I can't record my shows. I have to watch them.
Old school.
Old school. Commercials and all, bitches. Take that. I'm hardcore.
Every last second of those commercials.
Hardcore. You know, commercial comes on. I turn that channel to every channel. And they all seem to have commercials at the same time.
I think it's a conspiracy. They plan that so you can't bounce
they
around.
Do. I think you're absolutely right.
Yes, of course I am.
Because you're Chad.
So the one thing we didn't point out in the intro tonight was Manson. Today is the 46th anniversary of the Manson murders. The Tate murders happened 46 years ago tonight.
Is that why Scott Michaels was on Facebook today wandering around the hills for Manson?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes. The best was the can of Folgers laying in the yard. For those of you that are not death hags and don't understand that reference, Abigail Folger, heiress to the Folger fortune, was killed during the Tate murders at Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski's house by the Manson, quote-unquote, family. And so laying in the yard, he put a can of Folgers.
That's so cruel.
Fucking
but
amazing.
Really funny.
Best part of waking up.
It's the Folgers in my yard.
Yeah.
You know what? When you come down this year, we should take another tour from him.
And do the other one?
The other one. But it's got to be with him.
Yeah, if it's not. I the cat that was at his shop was pretty cool. So
he was.
I'd be down with that. As long as we get to say, hey.
Good.
Yeah.
That tour was so good.
I know. It was awesome. I'm still
shocked
about
at how good it was. You know, I think it's so underrated and maybe he likes it that way. I don't know. But my God, we learned so much. So much. So if you get a chance, do the Dearly Departed tours, especially the Helter Skelter tour.
Yes.
It's in Hollywood, people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With our boy Scott Michaels.
Okay. So, Friday, I had a cleaning job to do, and I did it drunk.
And naked?
No, because the husband was home. Blah. But no, I get there and the lady who owns the house is like, hey, I got margaritas and filet mignon for dinner. I'm all right on.
And you're like, here, I'll just get this over here.
I had the best time. I've never cleaned a house trashed. I mean, I was wasted. I was there for hours trying to sober up. It's a good thing they like me and love me and we all watched TV and hung out and, you know. But I was so drunk that I was out in the backyard banging. What was I banging in the backyard?
Yeah, who were you banging in the backyard?
Who was I banging?
You already said the husband was there. Oh.
I know, right? This is why people hire me. I'm fun at parties and house cleaning.
I bet.
rugs. I was banging the rugs against the wall, and there was a grasshopper, big guy, really big guy, stuck in like the walkway. He was stuck in between the crack and it in the cement. It was bizarre, but he couldn't get out, and I couldn't think of the name of what it was. And I'm all, Deborah, come out here. Save the jumpy guy. And she's like, what are you talking about? The jumpy guy right here. Save the jumpy guy. And her husband comes out and he goes, the grasshopper? Yes, the jumpy guy. I mean, what else is he? So I had quite the blonde moment.
Like yeah. You do.
I know. The jumpy guy. He was very grateful. I'm going to text you a picture of him right now.
The jumpy guy. So how was the wrap-up of your play, the reason you weren't here last week?
It was hot.
Well, yeah, you established that.
Many times.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's over. Yeah, it worked out very well. And then last week I dropped a big container of cat litter on my toe and broke the toenail off of it.
Ew.
We are not meant to do surgery on ourselves.
Uh-uh.
It took a long time for me to peel the toenail off.
And a lot of margaritas.
And a lot of blood. And a lot of...
So... Ooh, do that again.
No, I knew you'd take it that way. but yeah, it totally just banged it and bent it backwards and I had to cut it off and it was terrible. Oh my God. And Nigel's like all in my face as I'm trying to, I put my foot in the bathtub because it was bleeding so bad. And he's all, what's going on in here? Let me see. And I'm yelling.
Starts
at
rubbing up against you and getting cat hair in there.
Yeah. Right. And so of course I've hit that toe all week. You know, you bump it in things. I bumped it on the rocking chair during my cleaning escapade. Yeah, trying to save the jumpy guy.
Jumpy guy.
Yeah, so.
Poor jumpy guy.
That's my week in a nutshell.
So
but
while
thank
you
for
were
asking, closing yeah. is good.
So while you were rapping and tearing down yeah. sets and having yes. your little cast party
with pizza.
With pizza, I I got to go to one of the more popular bar infested beaches here. Party Beach is it's Dewey Beach, Delaware. It's a little party beach. And because I got an invite from a friend of the show, the Hightaffers said, hey, come
what?
On down. So I got to hang out Sunday with Taylor.
You went to the beach?
Yeah, with Taylor and Jay. And we drank for free and ate. No.
That is amazing.
It was a
You're
lot of fun.
So lucky.
We had a good time. Plotted our takeover of the world. I got a update on the guys from Saints of Rebellion, which I'll have to tell you about off the air. And but yeah, big things happening in the Hightaffer world, so stay tuned. We'll get them on the show again sometime.
They are,
and he assured me
spent the day with them. Are you close? You guys live close enough for stuff like that?
2 hours.
Okay.
To their house, but they were like a half hour away in the beach, so I just rolled down there. They had the RV down there, and
they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So I went and hung out with them. It was a lot of fun. Met some cool people.
Were you?
What? I said I met some cool people.
Oh, I thought you said you were messing with people.
Oh, I was, because I had my free hugs shirt on, and everybody was hugging me. Little do they know that the back of that same shirt that says free hugs on the front, the back says world champion slut hugger.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I was the world champion slut hugger last Sunday, which was awesome. And, yeah, we had a good time. We went and saw several bands perform, but one of them was a Bruce Springsteen impersonator.
Jeez. Why? He's not dead.
Don't you only
do that when they're dead?
Well, here's the thing. It's like $1,000 a ticket to go see Bruce Springsteen. We saw him for free. And when you walk into this bar, it's just jam-packed with people. It's a small place, and they've got TVs outside on a little patio, and there's people hanging outside drinking, and you can watch it on the TVs. And I looked up at the TV as we're walking in. I was like, holy shit, he looks just like Bruce Springsteen. And then we get inside, and I'm like, holy shit, he looks nothing like Bruce Springsteen. But if you squint, he did look like Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, my God.
But he did. He sounded just like him. So, yeah, it was cool because you'd get, like, the whole Bruce Springsteen experience without any of the filler. It was all the hits. So it was kind of cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, that was awesome.
We have I've seen the Fab, the Beatles. What are they called?
The Fab Five. Fab Four.
Four, but are they called the Fab Four?
I don't know what they
might
called.
Be called the Fab Four. They're really, hey, really, really good. Guy. Now that I can see, because half the group is dead, so yeah. You could. And they do all the greatest hits, of course. But
of course.
I like watching them, but Bruce, poor Bruce.
Poor Bruce.
Like, God, I'm not even dead yet.
I'm not even dead. Jesus. Elvis, okay.
In school.
I'll give you a pass on the Beatles, but fucking Bruce Springsteen. Come on now.
The Elvis impersonator is like, what are you doing here? That's cheating.
Yeah.
Your guy's still alive. In school, one of my teachers, at the end of the day, he'd say, okay, if we hear Bruce Springsteen's song back in the popular Bruce days, we wouldn't have to do homework. So we'd listen to music towards the end of the day until we heard his song. Yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky. That's some pretty cool cats to hang out with. I can't imagine spending the day with them and how crazy that must be.
It was cool. We went to this place called Jimmy's Grill, plug from down in Dewey Beach. And they had something that was, I believe that this appetizer was sent from God.
Did it have boobies in it?
No, but it was pretty close. I mean, this was the only appetizer I would say this about. And it didn't even have bacon in it, which was shocking that something this much.
Right.
It was nachos. Okay, big deal. Chicken nachos. Big deal. But it was chicken and macaroni and cheese nachos.
What?
It was nachos with a big scoop of chicken and a big scoop of mac and cheese in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, this is amazing. I took a picture, but I don't think it does it justice because you can't really see what's in it because it pretty much had a salad on top of it. There was so much lettuce on it.
That's delicious. God, you guys got good food like that. We don't have food like out here because, you know, we're so conscious.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, of that. Although, we have the fair is going on right now, the Ventura County Fair, and my friend posts these pictures of fried bacon-wrapped pickles.
Ooh.
Dipped in ranch dressing.
Of course.
Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sorry if you can hear purring. I have a pussy on my lap right now.
I didn't know it made noise.
he's decided to come in and say hello.
Oh, well, hello. Yes. Hello, Nigel.
Oh, well, hello, Chad. How are you? Anyway,
so Saturday I did a bunch of stuff on Saturday, but the day culminated in me going to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something happened at the restaurant, and it's happened every time I've ever eaten out, But for some reason, this struck me funny this time around.
You got a bill.
No, I almost didn't. More on that later.
Okay.
But I went to a rather nice restaurant.
Oh.
And
on a date?
Perhaps.
Oh. Okay. I'm trying to think, when else is Chad going to go to a really nice restaurant? Oh, he's taking a girl.
And like most restaurants, guy comes up to the table and he's like, "Hi, my name's Chris. Is everything okay tonight?"
"Oh, my name is Chris."
And I was like, "Yeah, everything's good, thanks." And he's like, "All right, again, my name's Chris. If you need anything, let me know." And he walks away and I'm thinking, what if I like actually took him up on that?
Yeah.
And but just like ridiculous stuff and didn't just like, "Excuse me, Chris," just "Chris" in the middle of the restaurant, nice restaurant, you know, linen.
Were you at Sizzler?
No, just like, you know, linen napkins and that kind of place. And you're just like, "Chris, I didn't get my wine, Chris." You know, and it's just like, "Oh, sorry. You know, it's like, well, when I went to pay, they take my card and they go off. And then this guy comes back with my card and he's like, "I'm sorry, we're having a," or no, the waitress came back without my card and said, "We're having a problem scanning your card, but the manager has it and he has a way of entering in the number that I don't," and blah, blah, blah. And she walks off. And I'm like, "Chris, I need my card back. Chris!" Like that. And so this guy comes up to the table with my card and he's like, "Just write down how much you want to give on the tip on the receipt here. We're still having a problem with your card and we'll just, we won't make you stick around until we get it to run." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then as he walks away, I'm thinking, first off, I'm like, this dude's not even asking for like my information. He's just like, "Here, just
right.
It's honor system here. We're in Maryland. We trust people here."
Either that or it's a scam.
And then the second thing I'm thinking is, "Chris, this guy's saying he's the manager. You told me, Chris, you Chris, said you're the manager.
Does this guy work here, Chris?"
And so it's just like, you know, way too much to drink. End up getting a hotel while I'm there. I get to the room and, you know, somewhere between the front desk and the room, I'm sloshed. So I'm like, can't find my key. And I'm standing in the hallway, patting myself down, going, "Chris, I can't find the key." And now that is like taken over my life now. It's just poor Chris is everywhere now.
I know, right?
This guy is gonna be, you know, he's gonna be on his deathbed, you know, ready to check out of his one and only life, and just in the distance he's gonna hear, "Chris, Kim's lap's purring again." "Chris!
Poor guy. Oh my god.
Chris, funny. He's smoking on the show again. Chris!"
That's funny. Oh my god.
It's just, it's taken on a life of its own.
Well, yeah, because you have it. That's why. Hey, did you see that I posted the video of, you know, one of our first cartoons?
I did see that.
I love that. I watched it a couple times. Mm. It was so good.
So, sorry. Switching gears now. Chris, he's changing the subject.
Yes.
Chris, he's changing the subject right in the middle of a story.
Squirrel.
Chris, he's distracted again.
Are you drunk? Just curious.
A little bit.
A little bit?
I'm on round two because somebody told me 5. So I've been drinking since 5. Chris! He's been drinking for 3 hours, Chris. You can't figure out time zones either. This is something that I wanted to talk about 2 weeks ago, the last show we had, but we ran out of time. Mm-hmm. Hitchbot, which was, of course, from Canada. Who else would think of something this fucking cool?
By the way, I miss our Justin Bieber theme song.
I know. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jay has assured me that the Canada song is coming.
Liar.
And told Taylor to remind him when they got back home to do the Canada song.
Seeing is believing.
So, no pressure.
Right?
I just called you out on it.
Yep.
Chris, you called him out on it. Canada, Canada, go.
Canada, Canada, go.
How long can it take?
I can't take
Chris!
I think we just did it.
I know.
So Hitchbot,
for those that don't know, Hitchbot is a little robot that doesn't move. It relies on the kindness of others. They took him to Germany, and he made it across the country of Germany in 10 days. They took him to Canada. He made it from Halifax, Nova Scotia, all the way to Victoria, BC, Homescan, BC. Did that in 26 days. He came to America on July 17th. He started out in Boston with the goal of going to San Francisco, mm-hmm. and had a bucket list. That was the cutest thing.
Aww.
Listen to this bucket list.
Okay.
See the lights in Times Square.
Okay.
Pose with the Lincoln statue in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Get a tan at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Experience the magic of Walt Disney World, Florida. Explore the Cloud Gate at Millennium Park, Illinois.
I don't know that they'd be able to get him into any some of these places.
I know.
People are going to think it's a bomb.
Chris, they got a robot.
Yeah, it's a robot, bunny ears.
Yeah. Stand under the Gateway Arch in Missouri. Hear jazz music in New Orleans.
Ah.
Be the fifth portrait on Mount Rushmore. See the geysers of Yellowstone.
Those crazy Canadians.
Be sleepless in Seattle.
Aww.
See the house from Pixar's Up in Utah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See jaw-dropping views of the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
This one word, Vegas. Exclamation point. Take a selfie.
Vegas.
I love this one. Take a selfie of the Hollywood sign.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Climb the General Sherman tree in California.
Yes. Yep. Big sequoia.
And do the wave at a sports game anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Please tell me he made it to Vegas.
So this started July 17th.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S., in Boston. Boston.
Uh-huh.
So it took him 2 weeks to get out of Boston compared to the 26 days it got him across. They got him across Canada.
Well, you know, he's probably sitting in someone's garage and they're like, yeah. Oh, I'll get to it.
Yeah, first off, I'm thinking, this is fucking America. Somebody's going to, like, have sex with this thing.
That's terrible.
I know, but it's, you know, it's America.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody's going to pick this up off the side of the road. It's going to be all sticky and it's short-circuiting.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
But, yeah, so it took him 2 weeks to get out of Boston, but then he made it. He marked one thing off of his somebody took him to a Boston Red Sox game and he did the wave, so one
awesome.
Thing off his bucket list. Somebody took him to Times Square.
Oh, he made it to Times Square.
Yep.
That's nice.
Yes. And so the journey continues. Next stop was Philadelphia. Some great pictures of him around Philadelphia. And then August 1st happened.
Oh, that's a Saturday.
Yeah, it was a Saturday. Saturday morning, somebody found Hitchbot in a tourist area.
In a ditch.
In a ditch with no head. And his arms and legs had been ripped off.
So he was just a torso? His yep. head was gone?
Head was gone. Arms were laying next to him. Legs were laying next to him.
Oh, you stinking Americans.
Yep. And
that's so
and
sad.
It's funny because whoever was tasked with taking him back to Canada to get him put back together, you know, obviously his trip got cut short.
Just a little bit. What's that Monty Python? Is it Monty Python? I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
But somebody stopped by Brooklyn, New York, because Kevin Smith, my favorite Kevin Smith, was doing a outdoor screening of the movie Mallrats for the anniversary of that movie. But somebody, whoever this guy is tasked to bring Hitchcock back to Canada, stopped at this, and Kevin Smith got a picture with the torso of Hitchcock, because when this whole thing started, Kevin Smith did a whole podcast about Hitchcock and what was going to happen to it in America. And he actually, with the picture, he
said, "I told you so."
Well, his tweet that went out with the picture said, "Oh, Hitchcock, I tried to warn you on Smodcast. You came here to find friends and found only Americans."
Americans. How did he spell that?
M-U-R-I-C-A-N-S. Americans.
Americans. Dumbass Americans.
Yeah. But the developers of Hitchcock released a press release that there are people like raising money trying to fix it themselves and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they said, "We'll take care of it." In 2016, they're going to bring Hitchcock back to Philadelphia to continue his journey. And they're also making a second Hitchcock that's going to go from school to school across America.
Well,
yeah, that one's going to be safe.
Why back to Philly? Why not
They're going to try it again. And they said
the same thing's going to happen.
But it's America. You know?
God, we're such assholes here.
We are.
We really are. Yeah.
So,
but are you saving the best for last, or did you tell them what people had done to him?
Well, they decapitated him.
Well, they also said that he did have juice on him.
Ew, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And didn't he send out a message saying something like, I'm hurt or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It was very sad.
It was sad. Here, let me look real quick. It was
jerks. He ended up in some gang-ridden area, I bet.
No, they said it was like in the middle of a touristy area.
Mm.
It says, "Oh dear, my body was damaged, but I live on back home with all my friends. I guess sometimes bad things happen to good robots. My trip must come to an end for now, but my love for humans will never fade. Thank you to all my friends."
It will. It will fade the next time he comes out here and it happens again.
Yep. He's going to say, "Fuck you guys."
Yeah,
going back to Canada, eh?
Canada, Germany, you know, and he did.
If he makes it through Germany in 10 days, I mean, come on, America.
Yeah. Since when are the Germans nice all of a sudden?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, come to Germany.
You just made us look bad.
We treat you good here.
Uh-huh. Wow, it's terrible.
It's sad. It really is fucking sad that's America.
That's America for you. America, America, America. Go.
Chris, they killed the robot.
Oh, you're American. You killed that robot, eh?
Eh?
Yeah.
We'll remember that, eh? Shakes her fist at him.
That'd be so amazing if you came across him. That would be so.
Oh, my God, dude. He would sit here for a whole show. And then I'd take him and dump him off at a rest stop somewhere.
Right? Yeah. Rest stop. Great. Some truck driver picks him up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. If I have enough vacation, dude, if I found Hitchcock, I would put him in my car. I would take him the whole way myself. That would just be so fucking fun. And you'd be like an internet legend, too, if you did that.
Yeah, because you don't want him to get hurt, so you have to guard him. He needs guards, is what he needs. He needs people to undercover and ride with him.
That's true.
That would be fun, too. Honey, are we being followed? No, we got a fucking robot in our car. We're fine.
We're fine. So we talked about writing once before.
Writing?
Writing. Good.
With
good,
W?
Yeah, with a W and T's. Good writing, bad writing. You know, I think with the CSI drinking game.
Oh, right, yeah.
When, you know, you're watching a show and they're like, their obvious answer would be, yeah, I know, I work here.
Yeah, now I can't watch Bones without that happening.
You can just think of it.
She'll say something complicated and she'll say, yes, and that is how we're going to know that she fell off the ladder.
Yeah, I know, I work here.
And they nod. Yeah, I just said that, but in a more technical term, but thanks, Bones.
Yeah.
Now I can't watch it without noticing, you asshole, Chad.
Dick. So I found an article that pointed out some things that I was like, you know what, you're fucking right. the biggest plot holes in world history.
Okay.
So shitty writing in everyday life.
Oh, like shit in history books.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Okay. But, you know, just big plot holes in the whole thing. Like, okay, first one. Here, it was start off easy. Okay, that Jesus character was killed off, and now he's back. I don't get it.
Well,
plot holes.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
He was actually in a coma.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's been in a coma the whole time. But they didn't want anybody to know because they know what happens to robots when they're helpless and defenseless
in Philadelphia, city of brotherly love,
because that's where Jesus was.
Yeah,
he was in Philly too. That's another plot hole that they didn't.
Yeah, they forgot about that. Okay, so let me get this straight.
Okay,
these Americans,
yeah,
acquire this super weapon that
Jesus
ultimately ends a massive war. In one of the previous, let me smack the microphone.
It's my job.
That ultimately ended a massive war.
Is that a new term for masturbation?
smack the microphone.
Mic.
I don't think it's a new one.
Radio guys, do it.
Chris, she's doing masturbation jokes.
Sorry.
Okay, so the American guys. Acquire this super weapon that ultimately ended a massive war in a previous season, but this super weapon was never used again in all the wars they got into. I have a strong feeling that it's going to be used in the series finale. Everybody knows they have to use it again at some point.
Even though everybody says that they don't have it.
Yeah. Again, if history was a movie, we're waiting for the big one.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So true.
How about this one? How the fuck did we go from the first airplane to landing on the moon in 66 years? That's some rush development.
It is? Yes. Because wasn't the Russians trying to get there?
Yeah.
Before us. Yeah, something like that. It was the space race.
Yeah.
It's almost like once we figured out technology, all hell broke loose. We're moving so fast now that I don't think anybody, like, kids don't know what they don't know anything what life is like without technology and what it is to invent. It's already been invented. Now it's just being invented smaller and smaller. Oh, now we're going to invent it larger again, you know? Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. We got to see, like, the invention of computers almost, in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Video games. They're already there when these kids were born. What do these kids have to look forward to?
Nothing.
Pluto. They did experience Pluto.
As a planet.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not anymore.
And they're like,
and then it was, and then it's not. Wait, it's a dwarf planet.
Seriously, how... Well, God, I'm trying to think. Obviously, the other planets were also visited when we were alive in our day. But now they have other humans. It's so sad. But they're probably thinking, what do you mean it took 19 years to get here? My phone can text somebody in Germany in seconds. So what's the deal? I don't know.
So have you ever been writing and just like you hit a dead end So you either just stop writing whatever you're writing, or
yeah, you just take a break, let your subconscious work on it.
So that happened in history.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. A meteor killing off the dinosaurs was obviously a cop-out because the author didn't know where to take the story.
He couldn't figure out how to get man into the story.
Yeah, so he's like, fuck it, let's just kill the dinosaurs.
Yeah, man would not survive the dinosaur. So he's like, ah, crap. It's like Supernatural.
Let's just kill him.
Yeah, when they have to kill off characters in Supernatural to move the story forward, you're right. It's too bad.
The Titanic. The Titanic was unsinkable. Then it sank. Lazy fucking writing. Love that one. For 10,000 years, we ride horses, use spells to cure diseases. More often than not, you die by the age of two. And then suddenly, within 200 years, we're in space replacing limbs and, in general, pretty much indestructible until we're 80. Yeah, that's pretty fucking... Aliens?
That's Sci-Fi Channel right there.
That's aliens?
That's right up there with Sharknado, which was on today.
Again.
Yeah. I still haven't watched it. I can't do it.
Nobody would ever actually attack Russia in the winter. Give me a fucking break.
An idiot would. Hey, it's Kesha. She might. Kesha might.
Oh, man. We hear of Japan in the early seasons, and then all of a sudden it just disappears for a few to 100 years and then shows back up around World War II as a growing world superpower. Kind of shady, if you ask me.
Wait until China hits us. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty, it was a pretty clever transition how World War II sets up the whole U.S. versus Soviet plotline. But then it's like the Soviet Union left to make another movie or something. The writers just killed it off overnight with no foreshadowing.
Was that like in Rocky? Wasn't he Russian? The, his enemy?
Must break you.
I must break you. Yeah.
I hate how the moon landing storyline just ended without any real payoff. And now we believe that humans are going to just up and go to Mars. Yeah, right.
You know, wherever you're reading this from,
yeah,
they're very optimistic, aren't they?
Oh, man.
Oh, I posted something, speaking of the moon, about how Buzz Aldrin and what's his name? Hello, brain fart, jumpy guy.
The grasshopper?
The jumpy guy in Buzz Aldrin. Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
How they do think that they saw flying saucers while they were up there.
That's pretty bitching.
And it was sort of like a, you need to get out of this area kind of a thing.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Okay, real quick. That's it for that. It was fun while it lasted, but it wasn't a very long list. But this one kind of made me laugh because I could relate to some of these.
Okay.
Imagine that all 50 states were people and they're all hanging out in a bar in America.
America.
This cute little article I found, and it's, it describes what all the people would be like.
You're not going to go through all 50 of them,
no,
are you?
No, okay, just highlights. Just and it's short favorites. Anyway. It's actually a really short article. But we'll start. It was started out with Alabama because they're first and they're cute. Alabama is the fat guy with a goatee wearing a camo jacket and a trucker hat, despite his drunkenness and outward appearance of being a racist redneck. He's actually pretty nice to everybody at the bar. He's drinking Budweiser. Alaska, Nebraska would just be 20 drinks in before even showing up at the bar.
Oh, my God. So Arizona, what they're saying is all these other states, they're lush.
Yeah. Arizona is the bouncer. and kicking Mexicans out for trying to get in from the bar across the street. Ironically, he's drinking Tecate. Of course. Arkansas, Kobe D country, is drinking straight whiskey and asking people if they want to arm wrestle to prove how manly they are. California is constantly buying drinks for others, yet has failing kidneys from lack of hydration.
Aww.
Poor thing. Delaware.
I miss Kobe D.
I know. Delaware is that guy who hangs around the outside of the New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey friend circle, taking occasional sips from his Yingling, that's local beer, and mostly being ignored, except when New York has to get past him to go to the bar. So true.
Is it? Nice.
Hawaii, alone in the corner, away from the other states, drinking a cocktail from a coconut.
Why are they alone?
Because they're an island. Hawaii, yeah. Mm-hmm. Idaho is drinking Keystone Light and pretending that they're part of the South.
We're so close.
So close.
So close.
Kentucky is drinking bourbon and arguing with anybody who will listen about college basketball. Maryland is drinking a Chesapeake margarita rim-lined with Old Bay local seasoning. He is insisting that everybody try his drink because it's really good if you give it a chance, but no one seems to get it.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, I hear that all the time from those Marylanders.
Oh, nice.
Nevada.
Yeah, like, why is Nevada even there?
It's Nevada. Nevada is the sketchy, middle-aged, balding man, chain-smoking cigarettes, who pulls from his black leather jacket, rolling dice on the bar countertop and drinking whiskey straight up.
All right.
New Jersey is a man of Italian/Mediterranean descent, wearing a wife beater and track pants. He's downing Jaeger bombs and giving people the finger.
Track pants?
Yeah.
People even call that anymore?
I guess not.
What state are they doing? Wrote this article is what I want to know.
I don't know, but that sounds like something Jersey people wear. New Mexico?
Track pants are like sweatpants, right?
Yeah. New Mexico's quirky but good, good-natured. One who is getting a bit too wasted with whatever shots the other states buy him because they can't afford it.
Oh, yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. A cheery, pretty brunette girl with blue eyes, dressed fairly preppy. She's drinking Yingling and making out with a handful of other states.
Nice. Go PA.
Tennessee is drinking Jack Daniels and watching NASCAR. Texas is singing karaoke about how great Texas is.
Yeah, Texans do that.
Utah is the designated driver, sipping on water and making sure nobody gets too crazy.
They got water in Utah, lucky bastards.
Washington State is a pale girl, very quiet, and reluctant to be friendly with anyone except Oregon. She has glasses and a couple of books and isn't drinking because she's enjoying a cup of coffee she got from her favorite place on the way here. She loves hiking with her boyfriend and watching indie movies and documentaries on Netflix. And she suddenly yells at New Jersey for throwing a napkin on the floor and not in the correct recycling bin.
Wow. Okay, so somebody kind of went off on Washington.
Colorado's just as bad. South Dakota's the worst.
Is that all it says?
No. South Dakota is an older, in-shape man with long, straight black hair tied into a ponytail. He looks vaguely Native American, sits at the bar, carving various little statuettes out of soapstone. He's wearing a worn leather biker vest and has a Colt 45 on his hip. But despite his rough appearance, many of his neighbors like Minnesota and Wyoming come over to talk and seem to get along quite well after admiring his handiwork. Other states, however, don't seem to notice him much, passing him by without a second thought.
Okay. You know what they haven't mentioned were the states that legalize pot where other states don't.
Well, Washington State was one of them.
Did it mention pot?
No. Let's see what Colorado says. Colorado is a beautiful, perfectly athletic couple wearing Patagonia, wearing all Patagonia, drinking craft beer, talking about their latest mountaineering trip with an air of aloofness.
Hmm.
Dumb. Who's smoking weed in the corner? That's what I want to know.
Right. Yes. Which state is smoking weed and pissing off the other state right next to it?
Yeah. Wyoming. Here, we're almost done. We'll skip around here. Wyoming would be on the roof with a rifle, muttering conspiracy theories about black helicopters.
I love Wyoming.
Puerto Rico is standing outside, staring through the window, wishing that it could come join the party. And Washington, D.C. is the bartender, since it's not a state, but is essentially essential for the whole thing to keep running. Plus, everyone loves it when they need something and hates it when they don't.
Right? Did you do California?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
that was
I
the bad kidney one.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening to California.
Oh, here's one. Here's one reference here. And it's not even one that legalized it. Montana. Has to be two different people. Eastern Montana is a cowboy drinking Budweiser and getting into fights with Wyoming over sheep versus cattle.
Yeah.
But this happens every week and they make up afterwards. Western Montana, on the other hand, is a hipster, hippie throwback with dreadlocks who drinks craft beer or PBR and absolutely reeks of marijuana.
Really?
Yeah.
Hipster with dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Not the Wyoming I want to be a part of. I'll be a part of the sheep and cattle people. I'm not a hipster.
Not a hipster?
I think dreadlocks are dirty hair.
Dreadlocks, dirty hair.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
All right, ready?
I'm ready. For what?
Canada, 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 go.
Yeah. Can we play Justin Bieber's song? Just because.
I don't have it. Sorry. Nice. I don't have it at the ready tonight.
Hey.
Sorry. New system. I'll have it for next week. He better fucking do something.
Yeah, do something, Justin, so that we can talk about it and play the really funny song. God, he's ruining things by being so quiet.
I know.
Jeez.
RCMP.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
RCMP are responding to a road rage call.
Uh-oh.
On BC Highway 1. Caller says another driver tossed a half-full beer can into his window.
Oh, half full.
Two things here. Number one.
Don't waste beer.
He was just sharing.
Oh, that's how they share. They throw it at you.
Second of all, I think the cops were called because this guy's wasting beer.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of Canadian are you throwing away
right?
A half a beer?
It was warm.
Sir, you need to pull over. Finish this beer. Step out of the car.
Oh my God.
Chris, he's throwing beer.
Nice.
Surrey.
Surrey. Aw, we love Surrey.
Every one of them tonight. RCMP are responding.
Really? Wow.
For a male that was hit over the head with a speaker. Patient's bleeding and unconscious.
What?
Somebody just dropped a sick beat. Taylor Swift reference. Thank you.
Aww,
that was,
you know, Taylor
one
Swift.
Sick beat.
Aww.
And they dropped him with it. North Vancouver, this is RCMP again, responding
The horses are busy today.
Yeah, they're responding for reports of a female that smashed a bottle over a male's head.
What? Again? Didn't we talk about this last time?
I don't know. This is a new one. It's happened yesterday.
Yeah, but they were hitting each other on the heads with bottles and... Oh.
I know. And now it's the women jumping in.
Yeah.
Over to Surrey.
We love Surrey.
Uh-huh. RCMP responding to a large house party. Reports kids are causing a disturbance and urinating on the neighbor's vehicle.
Oh, that is pretty bad. Why do you boys do weird, stupid stuff?
Boys are gross.
You guys are gross, especially when you're drunk and at that age. I just, ugh. That's why I love it when the students live here. Oh, boy. Urinating on the neighbor's car. I'd be pissed. Pissed.
Police are responding to a store on Davie Street after a male stole ice cream and ran away.
Is that really a crime?
Ice cream. Hey, get back. Chris, he's running away with the ice cream.
I mean, it's ice cream. It's sort of kind of innocent and cute. You kind of can't call the police on that.
At least he's not peeing on the car.
You know, the police are like, okay, what happened, sir? Well, he stole an ice cream. I mean, yeah. Well, was it a rocket pop or?
It was a fudgesicle. Oh, well, fudgesicle? Fuck, let him go. The fucking fudgesicle. Yeah. Come on. Everybody needs that.
God. Desperate times cause for desperate measures.
It's like, come on.
Oh, God.
Victoria police are responding to John's place. I guess they're on a first name basis.
I guess so.
Responding to John's place after a male was robbed of his bicycle. By a female.
He honestly called. Wouldn't you just sort of let it go?
And the only reason this is there is because the police came and laughed at him.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your bike stolen by a girl.
With pigtails. That was a 90-year-old female.
And they just go skipping down the street with his bike. Come on.
I don't know. Little girls think of murder all day. So, yeah. Don't trust them.
And then you might not find this as funny as I did, but I had to read this about 5 times and I couldn't stop laughing. This happened just 20 hours ago in Victoria.
Oh, Victoria's pretty. I heard.
Victoria police are responding to Save On Foods Memorial Center, which is their local arena, after a person assaulted a WWE wrestler.
Is that even... It was a girl.
No, it just says a person assaulted at the arena. Isn't that what you pay to go see? Is people assaulting the wrestlers? Isn't that their job?
Kind of, yeah.
In Victoria?
Victoria, yeah.
Hey, we're going to go. Hey, let's go see wrestling. Hey, call the cops. That guy just hit that other guy with a chair. Call the cops. We don't do that here in Canada, eh? RCMP. Chris, he hit him with a chair.
A chair. Oh, my God.
Crazy. He put him through a table.
This was a pretty violent week for Canada, to be honest. That's sad.
Speaking of Victoria and WWE wrestlers, anybody listening to this, if you're listening Monday, watch WWE Raw, Monday Night Raw, tonight. Well, I'm going to post this tomorrow, so tonight, if you're listening to it Monday. Anyway, Monday, the 10th, August 10th. Because Stephen Amell is going to be on Raw.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, he is. There's been a twiddle. A twiddle?
A twiddle? What the fuck? There's the mic again.
As I just like laid my head on it. I was like, fuck my life, man. I can't even do the show anymore. Chris, he's too drunk to do the show.
Oh, I got to go catch up with you.
Anyway, there's been a little Twitter battle going on between Stephen Amell and a wrestler by the name of Stardust, who is Cody Rhodes, the late, great Dusty Rhodes' son. And it's been pretty awesome. If you follow it on Facebook, but it's been better on Twitter.
Yes, because it twiddles.
Because it twiddles.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the post here.
Watch wrestling, but...
I haven't watched in a while, but...
Isn't Steven going to get hurt doing that?
I bet he doesn't.
He's got such a pretty face. It's sad. Don't do that. Don't ruin that face.
What did he post on there? It was so funny. Hang on. I'm going to find it.
And why do they show wrestling on the Sci-Fi Channel? Why is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's huge on the Sci-Fi Channel. You know, it's sci-fi.
Yeah.
So why are they showing wrestling? Big matches, everything. I don't get it. Why is it that the Kardashians are taking over the E Channel? You know, it sucks. They're on 24/7, the Kardashians. The Kardashians! The most uninteresting people in the world.
Who, you know, became famous because Kim made a sex tape.
Right?
Basically.
All Kims have made a sex tape. Big what? Deal.
Well, we can't just buzz over that and rewind.
But you have E, right? You get E.
Yeah.
And do they show, is it Kardashian all day on E?
I don't know.
I just wonder if it's a California.
I'm stuck on the ID channel, the Death Hag channel, and I'm stuck on the Food Network.
Oh.
Which is like porn at night for me.
Okay.
So, you know, there's this rumor going around that Stephen Amell is going to wrestle this guy Stardust at the big pay-per-view the end of August called SummerSlam. And on July 30th, last Thursday, it says, it's just a matter of hours before... This is Stardust talking on Twitter. Just a matter of hours before I utter five words that will spice up the summer. Tune in, hashtag SmackDown. And then there's a video that was posted on it. He beat some dude's ass, and then he stood over him, got the microphone, and he says, "You have failed this city," which is the Arrow catchphrase from the show.
Ah.
And and Stephen Amell's like, "That son of a bitch just stole my line." And they're going back and forth about it, you know, and it's been really funny reading their interactions. But that show in Victoria where somebody assaulted one of the wrestlers, maybe it was Stephen Amell. Who knows? there's a video on Facebook on Stephen Amell's thing, and it's like from the distance, the wrestling ring at the Victoria show, and it's Stardust winning his match, and then the camera turns around, it's Stephen Amell, and he just does the, like, points at his eyes and does, like, the I'm watching you thing.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And then he's, yeah, and then there's just a lot of references to Arrows, but you haven't watched it, so you wouldn't know them, but,
two shows I don't watch, and they're gonna go back to back. They're gonna have a SmackDown.
They're gonna have a SmackDown. So.
Just don't hurt the pretty guy, that's all I say.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait to see it. I'm gonna DVR it and, check it out, but,
You're rich. You have a DDR.
Well, it's through my PlayStation. I got the PlayStation View. Here's my review of that. Awesome. Too expensive. I'm going to keep it for like another... I'll finish out my month and then I'm done with it. But
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but for what you get, it's cool because I don't have cable. So I can watch live TV and record shows, but worth keeping. I've found that that's why I don't have cable. Because zero impressed.
Yeah, because it's Kardashian all day.
Yeah.
They're awful.
So, anywho.
It's disgusting.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, my friend.
I think we're done.
We are done. I think you're done, for sure.
Well, I mean, I was ready to go, and then you know, I had to go get a refill. I was a little heavy-handed with the second one. No,
I'm happy for you. That was me on Friday. I wish I would have known. I would have opened up the bottle of wine. I would have joined you.
Don't you know you're always supposed to drink when we do the show?
Yeah, I know, but I haven't even eaten dinner yet, so I still have to make it. I knew that wasn't going to be possible. I know, right? Next week, I promise.
Yeah, right. I'm not drinking next week, so you had your chance.
Come on. Yes, you are. You know
you had
you
your
are.
Chance to do drunk history with me.
You're
No wonder you didn't think that shit was funny. Come on. The Titanic was lazy fucking writing. Admit it.
It was funny. It was.
All right. I'm done.
All right, my love.
All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back again next week.
If we must.
If we have to. Episode 225 next week. Woo!
Woo-hoo! Yay!
We're halfway there. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also, visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.